Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to be able to continue to be with you. And after all these years, coming up on 15, November, we'll be celebrating 15 years of the Small Business Advocate, Brain Trust, and the show, and all the folks, and our relationship with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. William Dunkelberg, the chief economist for the NFIB. Recently retired professor at Temple University after many decades of toiling there, educating our children there, our young people. And he's, as you know, Bill is one of the top economists on the planet, especially in the area of small business. And I'm glad to say he's our friend, Bill. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. Bill is the, as you know, folks, as I said earlier in the hour, is the originator, the founder, and the purveyor of the NFIB's index of small business optimism, and we're going to talk about that in subsequent segments. But right now, Bill, we've got big doings going on with the Fed. The Federal Open Market Committee of the Federal Reserve Board is meeting for the second day in a row today. They had a 2-day meeting this week, yesterday and today, and this meeting after meeting for the last quite a while, really has been nothing to talk about. But they're contemplating QE3, quantitative easing, the third round today, aren't they?
They are indeed.
What else is there to do, Bill?
Yeah, well, there's nothing to do. That's the whole point. So just for the listeners, quantitative easing means that the Fed would go into the market and buy up to, say, that's our best guess, $500 billion of Treasury securities, Treasury debt, or mortgage backs from Fannie and Freddie, since that's where, you know, the Fannie and Freddie get money to lend out these days, is by selling their stuff to the Fed.
Right.
So basically, they have to create the money to do this. So
they've already got a bloated balance sheet, Bill.
Oh yeah, they're already at almost $3 trillion up from $800 billion.
An unprecedented balance sheet, haven't they?
Right. So. And that's been true. That's true all around the world. You look at Britain's, you look at the EU. I mean, these guys are all printing money.
So, at what point in time, Bill, does the Fed become Lehman?
Well, you know, never, in the sense that nobody really, you know, the Fed gave money, it gave dollars, if you will, in exchange for all those bills. So,
But they're printing the money.
If we defaulted, yeah, no, but if somebody defaulted on all that debt, well, you know, the Fed would, you know, it wouldn't matter in that sense.
Yeah.
You know, because
we'd have other things to worry about, wouldn't we?
Right. A private asset has been created by, you know, by giving us the dollars. So they just swapped one. They took your treasury from you and gave you $1,000.
But something's got to give, Bill. Is it inflation?
Well, that's what most.
I mean, this is energy that's got to be released at some point.
Right, but it doesn't. But we don't get the inflation until somebody comes to the banks and borrows the money. I mean, so my little bank is part of that $2 trillion of excess reserves sitting at the Fed. We have like $14 million. We're earning a quarter point on that. We would love to get a 6% loan there, but we need somebody to come in. And of course, the latest NFIB survey says that a record high percentage of the owners have no interest in the loan because they don't know what to do with the money.
Right.
So, not until the spending starts.
Aren't the two groups who are going to benefit from another round of QE3 or another round of quantitative easing, aren't the big groups, Wall Street and the Obama administration,
beneficiaries? The banks certainly win, and the people who are stock market traders, they might get a little kick this time. The first one, you had a nice, for 2 months after the first one, we had a nice gain in the stock market, double digit, 10-12%.
The stock market,
one, it was like 6%.
But this doesn't help the economy, Bill. This is not going to help the economy.
Well, that's right. We didn't know that the Fed was supposed to be targeting stock prices, but
that's
their
exactly
argument
right.
was, if you feel richer, you'll spend money. Well, most of us don't own enough stocks to feel richer, and we own in our retirement funds, so
yeah.
you know that doesn't help us spend
Bill,
money.
Bill, I'm against another round of quantitative easing. What
yeah.
do you think?
Well, I've been writing blogs on CNBC and Forbes saying the same thing. When you ask them how is this going to help employment, which is what they're supposedly concerned about,
yeah.
You get a lot of hand waving. They can't link it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a whole bunch of people.
Which is one of their mandates.
Right. There's not a whole bunch of people out there who are waiting for another quarter point decline in interest rates to get their mortgage and
right.
buy a house or to make investments in capital equipment
quickly,
in their firms. It's all
quickly,
gone.
Yes or no, is this a political move?
Well, it is from the Fed's point of view because they need to look like they're doing something.
And they don't. And if Romney gets elected, Bernanke loses his job. I'm sorry, folks. That's just the black and white of it. 28 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.